Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I mentioned this the other day, but I have to share it. So a Florida sugar heir assaulted his girlfriend because he got mad after sitting next to a gay couple at a restaurant. The guy was arrested over allegations that he assaulted his girlfriend after returning home from a steakhouse where he was angry about being seated next to gay people. This comes from Palm Beach. Apparently, and this is the end of January, a woman was screaming. Police officers were called. They found Alexander Fanuel standing over a female subject. She was on the defensive floor in a fetal position. She was bleeding. Her face was bleeding. Apparently it's the raw cane sugar in the U.S. He was apparently frustrated because they were sat next to, they sat next to a gay couple at Flager Steakhouse. And when she asked him to move on from the incident because he was upset about sitting next to a gay couple, he punched her and they got up. I'm just going to say, seems kind of gay to hit your girlfriend because you're mad about sitting next to some gay dudes. I'm just saying. So, I mean, he's free on like a six-figure bond. And now I bet he's got a TRO, which is going to make him a prohibited possessor. Dude, nobody needs to be doing that. Come on. Let's not. A naked Florida man was spotted running down a highway. It's a Sunday morning in Florida. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the man who hasn't been identified, he was just in his 30s. He was found by a deputy on Highway 98 and about 40 miles east of Pensacola. They got calls from witnesses who said, there's a naked dude running down Highway 98. Come get him. He appeared to clearly be under the influence of narcotics. He was taken to a local hospital and destined for evaluation, and he was charged with indecent exposure. Naked running at a highway at night. There are a lot of things that could happen there. That's bad. Let's see. A couple of other... Oh, no, I don't want to... This has to do with a guy who stole $100,000 from an unlocked armored truck. Why would you have your armored truck unlocked? Right. Where anybody in, like this guy in Pasco County, just stole it. 37-year-old Stefan Carew parked a white van next to an armored truck at a Circle K and then just went to the truck all casually, like, opened the unlocked door and took money bags out. And he prepaid for $30 of fuel inside the store before he left, according to the affidavit. They had surveillance cameras and all that. And then he made a pawn transaction where they were able to locate his vehicle through that transaction. So they didn't say what charges he's facing. Apparently, they're looking for him. They don't have him totally in custody yet, apparently. But yeah, to just casually walk over, open the door. I mean, those armored trucks are always, you always assume that they've got like armed security and all this stuff. I mean, they got money bags, like Monopoly money bags sitting in the back. This guy could just walk over and take him out. That's insane. Good heavens. Our partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends at Kel-Tec down in Florida. Great Florida-owned, family-run company. And the folks at Kel-Tec, if you haven't seen the brand new Sub 2K, the Gen 3 9mm carbine, this thing is absolutely awesome. Now, I have the Gen 2. The Sub 2K, I mean, it's like gun origami. I've talked about how much I like it before. It's easy to take out. You just fold it in half. But previously, you would have to detach all of your optics to fold it in half, but not anymore. The simple twist and fold motion of the Sub 2K Gen 3 patent-pending rotating fore-end in either direction folds it right in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it, optics and everything. But there's a lot more. There's more upgrades on this. You got an upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics for a lightened 5-pound trigger pull. You have upgraded action. You also have a new chamber indicator. And this one ships in the Glock 19 configuration. It also takes mags from the Glock 17. More to come on that later. But everything right here in the USA, made right here in the US of A with American materials by American workers. And they stand behind everything that they make. So to learn more about Kel-Tec's new Gen 3 Sub 2K, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Here's the headline. Football fan, meaning soccer fan over there, banned from matches until 2026 because the Premier League conducted a 4-month Stasi-esque probe into her social media posts where she criticized transgender ideology. Her name is Lindsay Smith. She supports Newcastle United. An actual special unit set that there was, she was investigated by this. There's a special unit that's set up in, I like their law enforcement, literally to, like, I guess, look at racism and bad think on social media. She was on Twitter, now known as X, and she expressed opinions on trans ideology. And I was reading, like, the screenshots of what she put. She didn't put up anything. She goes, you realize the trans ideology is based off a Nazi, right? She's not wrong. And she talks about how women do exist, etc. She doesn't say anything that's, like, you know, ridiculous. But this is how insane this got. So she's 34 years old. So she was visited and interviewed by police who were handed a dossier, an 11-page dossier of her remarks, her opinions on Twitter. It was literally compiled by the Premier League. It had details on where she lives, details on where she works, details on where and when she walks her dog. Now, she was interviewed by police. The dossier was handed to them by Premier League and Newcastle United. Police visited her, and it took them 2 hours to make the determination that she did not commit a crime, which would have been a quote-unquote breach of the Equality Act, because she had opinions. They literally had a pamphlet or a book of a dossier that had their logo on the front, and then it had Lindsay Smith, online investigation and target profile. But even though it was determined that she did not break any laws, they still revoked her membership and they banned her from coming to all games until 2026. And she says that Premier League's actions were a breach of data protection laws. Now, just let me tell you about Lindsay Smith here for a moment. They had, first off, they had taxpayers that paid for a law enforcement unit to comb through all of her comments that she's ever made online. Now, she is a woman who is 34 years old, and she is gay. She is as gay as the day is long. She's a lesbian, gay, and bisexual rights advocate. So they targeted a gay woman because she believes women exist, and she was critical of the trans activism and trans ideology. An actual soccer league, a football league, literally investigated her using taxpayer-funded police work, and they collected all of her tweets and all of her social media, you know, observances, and banned her. As she goes, they behave like the Stasi. She's 1,000% right. It was done so quick. She said she didn't even know it was happening. She didn't know it was happening until they showed up with a dossier on her. She said to the Telegraph, quote, I'm struggling to believe this happened to me. It's mind-blowing that they've gone to such lengths because I express views to which I'm entitled on my personal Twitter account. She says she lives 10 minutes away, apparently, from the pitch. And so she's like, it's hard. They took screenshots from her social media account where she had said that she thought that transgenderism was mental illness. And Newcastle United emailed her and said, we told on you to the Northumbria police for hate crimes and we suspended your membership. Now, she apparently has never done anything to offend anybody during a match, inside the stadium, outside the stadium, involving the club or even related to the club. So she got visited by two police officers at her home and they interviewed her for 25 minutes. They investigated for 2 hours. She got a call later saying no further action would be taken. She had not committed any offense. But she appealed her ban. She was told on January 26th that it was upheld because the Premier League says that her tweets, quote, constitute harassment and go against the club's equality policy. So where is the equality for her? If trans ideology can say that women is a societal construct or that women essentially don't exist, well, then where is the protection for her to say, no, it's not? How is this equality when the only one side of the debate is actually protected? She's not allowed to say that, no, in fact, women do exist, and I disagree with your positions here. She's not saying anything hateful. In fact, there are tons of peer-reviewed papers published in scientific journals that get into how transgenderism, many in the scientific and medical community believe it is an absolute mental issue. I agree with them. I think it's body dysmorphia. And I just think some people, it's not at all. I think some people just want to do it for attention because they can't get anywhere in life being just regularly themselves. So they have to find some kind of issue. And this is what they choose to leverage themselves. It's true. And you know it. They think it makes them special or. But she's banned until 2026. Now, consider this. Imagine, you know, you're a friend of or a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you say that women exist and you believe that the trans stuff is just mental illness. And the Kansas City Chiefs work with the police and they compile a dossier on you. They investigate you for months. They take screenshots of everything you've ever said online. And then you have the police show up to your home and they investigate you because they don't like your opinions. And then you're banned from all Kansas City Chief games until 2026. Imagine that's the equivalent of this. That's the exact same. Don't think that, well, you know, Britain, they don't have free speech laws. True, but we're almost to that point here. People have been fired for this. People have been fired over this stuff here in the United States. People have lost opportunities and scholarships over this stuff here in the United States. People have been abused and berated and misogynistically so here in the United States over this. So, not only can it happen here, it is happening here. We're just one level under police showing up at someone's house and saying, well, we didn't like your opinions on the man who's selling beer. Now, do you see why that apology is so important? The recognition of an offense that is more than just a marketing error. They were helping to codify this in the status quo. That's why the apology is so important. I don't care who they trot out in their commercials. Still ain't going to drink that pee water. Not going to do it. Never going to happen. But I can't. And the fact that this, I mean, she's a lesbian. I mean, she's not like a Morgan. What's that lady's name who is a lesbian? She's alive still. Morgan Fairchild. She's like the lipstick lesbian. She's not even like the lipstick Morgan Fairchild type lesbian. I mean, she's a woman. She's, you know, she's like a landscaper, softball player lesbian. My point in saying that isn't, I'm not mocking her. I'm saying, wait, I thought no one's protected anymore. I mean, I thought that lesbians were protected. They're not protected anymore. So you're telling me that a dude cosplayed as a woman engenders more sympathy and demand for special treatment than the female? Are you kidding me? If you wanted a definition of patriarchy, there you go right there. This is wild. Now, some people go out and say, well, Dana, you know what? This is all just the left. Let them devour each other. Ah, but you missed the goal, my friend. What is the goal? What is the goal ultimately? Wouldn't you like to persuade people to join your efforts so that you have strength in numbers and you can actually win at things? Is that not the goal? Because if that's not the goal, then why do it? What's the purpose of doing any of it? Our partners over at Hillsdale College, if more people were educated in the vein that, you know, Hillsdale would like for people to be educated, we'd probably wouldn't have these people walking into this trap, honestly. Hillsdale College is a great educational institution founded in 1844 right there in southern Michigan. It's a small Christian classical liberal arts college. And they don't want people to reject principles of liberty. They want them to understand them. And so to that point, they've been working hard to educate everyone about our American heritage. They're producing now these 60-second radio spots called Constitution Minutes. It's like a little schoolhouse rock. It's about clear lessons on the principles of liberty. So you can go and watch these, hear these for yourselves at Dana4, FORHillsdale.com. While you're there, reserve a free copy of your pocket constitution. Learn about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty, how it's a hallmark, not just of this country, but of Hillsdale College since their founding. And their mission is to educate everyone, regardless of heritage or background. It's all about merit and character. To hear a Constitution Minute, visit Dana4FORHillsdale.com and reserve a free copy of your pocket Constitution while there, courtesy of Hillsdale. That's Dana4FORHillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Now they're trying to tell us that the hurricanes are getting so intense that they need to propose a Category 6. This is so stupid because there isn't a hurricane Cat 5 that's gotten to the end of the Cat 5 measurement. I mean, they barely get into the Cat 5. It's the five-step Saffir-Simpson scale. I'm going to pretend that I knew that before today. And they said that any, you know, sustained winds, 157, blah, blah, blah. This is goofy. They're just trying to fear-monger you about, again, it's not climate change. We're actually going into a period of global cooling. I would love climate change. I hate cold weather. I hate snow. I hate all of it. Let's see. The Super Bowl advertisers, they say, are poised to play things safe because everyone's terrified of a social media backlash. Apparently, though, there are two right-leaning entities that actually were given the ability to purchase Super Bowl ad time. I had that in our headlines that I sent out this morning. But yeah, apparently they're trying to play it real safe, all their advertising, because they don't want to make anyone mad. I mean, risk-taking is usually where you see, you know, this in ads. It's Super Bowls, usually where you see it, but I don't know. They're bringing back the Clydesdales to make everybody forget about that one horseman that they used. We'll see. A Tesla driver was pulled over after being a super dork and wearing his new Apple Vision glasses on the highway. I mean, it is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. We got to have a conversation about how all of this is stuff that we already went through in the aughts. The glasses, and then everyone's like, oh, Meta. Meta is just Second Life. And if you've ever watched the Daniel videos on YouTube, that's just nerd town. It's sad, nerd, gross town. That's all it is. Anyway, this guy filmed himself getting pulled over while driving and wearing a $3,500 Apple VR headset because he's an absolute doucher. And of course, his username is Dante. So he's so original. He also gets artisanal bread. He's so original. NASA announces a new super Earth exoplanet orbits in a habitable zone only 137 light years away. We'll get right on going there. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, and young adults are having heart attacks more often. It's definitely not because of the Axvay. What?
I have children who attend schools who have soccer games, y'all. You know, you all are asking me as if I'm not a parent in this city. I get it. I'm mayor. I get it. But you're asking me to give you a date, and I have to court. Do you understand that you have not had a mayor like me? I get that. I have a wife. Crazy. I have children. They have schedules.
And
plus, we still have public safety that we have to address. And? We still have the unhoused that we have to address.
You mean your
I still
job?
Have a budget that I have to address. And I'm doing all of that with a black wife raising three black children on the west side of the city of Chicago.
The hell does being black have to do with you not doing your job? Possible. You racist POS. That's the racist, lazy Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. He sounds like a welfare queen more than he sounds like an elected official sitting there saying he can't deal with the border crisis that's affecting Chicago because he has a wife, and she's just not a wife. She's a black wife, which what does that mean? And I don't give a rat's ass if she's got two heads. And I don't care how many kids you got. What does that have to do with you not being able to do your J-O-B? What does that have to do with you not being able to serve the people in Chicago, Mayor Johnson? You know how many other people are able to go and do their jobs every single day and they've got spouses and kids? I mean, you're not much of a man if you have to throw your wife and kids under the bus as excuse for you being unable to do your job. That doesn't sound like much of a male to me. That sounds like a guy who got some chromosomes, but he doesn't have the man to go with it. Man, what an embarrassment, Brandon Johnson. If I was his wife, I would have walked up there and slapped his fat backside right on camera. I'd have knocked a tooth out saying something like that to the people of Chicago who elected you. Oh, I can't do my job because even with my nannies and my security and all my staff, I got my wife and kids and I'm just too important to actually do the job you elected me to do. I mean, yes, I told everyone that we were a sanctuary city and yes, I campaigned on it, but I can't answer these tough questions about the border crisis, so I'm gonna throw my wife and kids out there. Oh, I can't do my job because my wife. I don't think your wife is preventing you to do your job. I think you being lazy and incompetent is what's preventing you from doing your job, Mayor Brandon Johnson. Golly, what a pitiful excuse for a male. See, men like that are how you get feminists. Progressive men like that are exactly how you get feminists. You got a progressive man that goes up there and can't do his job and then throws his wife and children under the bus as the reason as to why he can't do his job. He acts like he is so put upon. I see you. Doesn't look like you've been missing a meal. I see your clothes. Doesn't look like you're missing a paycheck either. But how many of your constituents are missing both meals and paychecks because of your policy? Good heavens. If it wasn't for the FCC. It's a problem, though. But no, like I said, that's exactly, progressive males created feminism. Because they didn't know how to treat ladies. And they made ladies, some of them bitter and resentful. And then that's how feminism was born. That's exactly it. So never ever, I know it's like hip for some, you know, stupid young dudes who I don't think all of their beans have dropped yet. To pretend that, oh, well, it's, you know, it's tough to be, you know, it's macho to kind of to cop to this position as it relates to women and everything else. That's not a cool thing because that's a progressive male thing. And progressive males created feminism. Progressive males created first wave. Progressive males created second wave. And progressive males not only created third wave, they're going along with it and uniquing themselves. It's amazing. But that's how you get it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.